Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes. And thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Lady Gang, or for your first-timers, welcome.
Hello, Becca Tobin.
Hi, I'm Becca Tobin, and I'm an actress, a dog enthusiast. My fun fact for this week is that my grandfather, he's a judge, he is in the Guinness Book of World Records for setting the highest bail on a criminal.
What was it?
At the time, it was $1 million, but it was in like the 80s.
What
so that was
do?
A lot.
What did they do?
It was a big multi-murder drug lord in Miami.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
They're coming after you. Don't say where you live.
I'm not. You don't even know who I am. I'm never saying my
it's
last
not
name again.
Tobin.
It's at its Becca Tobin.
It's not
Instagram.
Judge Tobin.
This is Jack Vanek talking. Speaking of Jack Vanek, she's to my right. She is the original girl boss. She is the owner, CEO, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. Why do you giggle when I introduce you?
I don't know.
She also hates garlic.
I hate it so much. She hates it makes it. My mouth itch.
That's weird. And Kelty Knight across from me. Adorable okay. Canadian. She just came here with her suitcase and her big dreams.
Big dreams.
And she's interviewed pretty much every celebrity you can possibly imagine.
Even Oprah.
Yep. On the red carpet, off the red carpet, on television. She's everywhere and she really wants you to follow her on Instagram.
I love your just little like tidbits that you're just throwing in there.
Do you want to know my fun fact?
What's your fun fact?
These are not my real teeth.
Ooh, veneers.
Which is something I learned today.
You really? Didn't know that?
No.
Oh, they look that natural. No, they don't.
I mean,
our mutual ex-boyfriend told me once I looked like a horse.
He sounds
to your
nice.
Face?
And we dated for like another year after that. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Kelty.
That's like from that book. There's this book that all the boys were reading when I was living in New York several years ago. It's like, it's called The Game or something.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
And it's how they teach men to tear down their women.
It's called Negs.
What is it?
Negs. Did you ever watch that show, The Pickup Artist?
No.
It was based on that, I think.
Yeah, it was based on that guy. You neg a girl to kind of like knock her down once.
So that she will never leave you.
So she'll like you.
Yeah. It's like if any of you girls out there have
honestly,
a boyfriend.
Honestly, it worked.
It does work. It's a mind F.
Yeah.
If any of you have a boyfriend out there that say stuff like, oh my God, your fake teeth, they're pretty, they're so horsey, but they're so adorable. You like knock them down and then they
build
tell,
them up.
And then they say, I love them, because then you're like, if he hates my ugly teeth, if he likes my ugly teeth,
he likes my soul.
He likes me, and no one else is going to love me for my ugly teeth.
Yeah, they try to make you feel ugly, and you're like, you're lucky that I'm with you.
Exactly.
I hate everyone.
I hope that was a public service announcement that's going to help women all over the world. Okay, on that
boyfriends.
Note, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Kelty.
Yep.
Okay. Start it off, girlfriend.
I'm going to start off with my good. I taught Dolly Parton how to Snapchat.
Whoa.
That's my new. I was thinking. So currently my Twitter tagline is Oprah touched my arm. Harry.
Style sweetie.
My tagline is actually 2-time Emmy nominee on The Insider. Oprah touched my arm and Harry Styles kissed me twice.
You sound like you're like a 15-year-old.
Okay.
That is great.
But I was thinking of replacing it with, I taught Dolly Parton how to Snapchat.
Yeah, I think you should.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking about changing it.
How was the experience?
Well, what I really wanted to do was face swap with her, but I was like, Dolly, will you Snapchat? And she's like, oh, I don't know about all that. And I put the Snapchat on. She's like, oh, look at that. And I could only get to like the fourth filter, which was the Halo Coachella filter.
Yeah.
Before she was like, I'm not sure if I'm into this. And I was like, quick smile. And I got the Snapchat. And then so I never got.
Was it on your Snapchat or on
my Snapchat?
Hers?
Oh. So I could never Snapchat far enough to get the face swap that I really truly wanted. But Dolly's my favorite and she likes me. So I feel like there'll be a new future.
That's a good week.
Wow.
So, okay, I'll change my Twitter. Okay, bad week. So this actually happened when we were all together. And if you guys don't remember this, we were at lunch at a little business meeting. Oh, and yeah. I said, oh my God, I just had the worst bad week, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to wait to have it on the podcast.
Yes.
So finally, it's time for me to tell you.
I can't wait.
So here's what happened. We were all sitting and having like a little lunch in between business meetings for Lady Gang. And there was this really cute guy at a table. And I sort of noticed him. And I was, as I went to the bathroom, and I was like, you know, like I'm married. I don't have any game anymore. Like I don't even really notice when there's hot guys around. But like, it's always nice when you see a hot guy looking at you. Mm-hmm. And he kind of was looking at me and I thought, I still got it, babies. Like I'm still a babe. So I walked to the bathroom and then I come back and I walk back to the table. And right before I got to the table, I reached around because I felt something weird.
No.
My entire dress was tucked into my like panties.
You're joking.
And I walked all the way back. And if he checked me out coming, I'm pretty sure he probably checked me out going.
Yes.
And he saw my whole butt. Now I was wearing a pair of like black, like sort of boy shorts.
Oh my God.
But it was definitely like a high enough cut that you would see my cellulite. So I felt very embarrassed, and I realized that I do not have it, and I'm glad I don't have to date anymore.
But maybe he was looking at your butt.
My butt is not that good anymore.
But maybe he thought it was.
He definitely did not think it was.
Okay.
Sometimes.
No one does.
I'm trying to make you feel good about yourself, Kelsey.
Well, you can't. Who's next?
I don't know. Should I follow that? Sure. That was bleak.
That wasn't good? Okay.
No, it was good. That was good. But what's sad is that you do actually have a nice butt.
I know.
I mean, it's embarrassing that your dress was tucked up into your underwear like you're an old lady.
But I think but that guy, he's like, yeah.
You have a nice butt.
Nice exposed butt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Becca.
Yeah.
And Jack, friends.
Yeah.
And I know why, because your house has like 7 flights of stairs in it.
Oh, my God.
I was over there last night, and my legs are burning today.
They are?
Yes.
Wow.
You get a really good workout
in
my
house.
Yeah,
that's like 2 flights of stairs.
I should wear
like a
Tracy Anderson weights when I go up and down.
On your ankles.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, all right. Look at us. My good week is, okay, so when I was 26, many moons ago, was probably when I had the hottest bod. You know,
26 is a good bod. Yeah,
26 mm-hmm. was a great bod because I was actually waking up every day and running along the Hudson River in New York every day, like 3 to 4 miles every day. And yes, time was on my side. I was still very young, but I really did.
You were running.
I was running.
Damn.
So I was running every day for probably a year, and then I started doing a Broadway show, and I stopped work. I stopped doing my run, and then I never went back to like really running regularly. I did yoga and blah blah blah. Well, I am on my 8th day in a row of running 3 miles at least.
Wow.
Every day.
How long does that take?
30 minutes. Okay. 3 miles. Like, I do, like, a 10-minute mile. Like, I'm not trying to, like, win any records or be a hero. But I definitely have been doing it, and I have to say, it's not that I'm old and that my body looks like this. It's that I'm lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
is
I'm
your body
really,
already tightening?
My body, after 8 runs, has already changed. I don't look like 26 yet, but my goal,
but like maybe at 28,
I could deal with 28, but it's really crazy how like your body, you can do it.
And I feel like running is like that magical thing that just helps
it
everything
really is,
on your body.
It's hard.
I can't do it.
I can't run.
My joints do not
nope.
accept a run.
But I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You did look really great in that extra large sweater you're wearing. You really see your body.
Really showing it off.
The Jack Vanek
wait
sweatshirt.
I was 23. Even worse.
Yeah.
I was 23. 26 was when I started Glee, and I definitely hadn't been running because I had a double chin all of my first season on Glee. So 23, correction, was when I was running every day.
I know everybody was very concerned about
that. They were really – well, they're going to think I'm lying about my age, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, she did Rock of Ages at 26. That makes her 47 now or something. So I had to correct myself. My bad week is, for the most part, I will say – I don't love many things about my body or my face. I mean, they're fine. But I don't get very many pimples. Like, I'm a pretty, like, clear-skinned, I think, you know, whatever.
I've got a huge one I'm pointing at right now.
I can see that.
Do you see this? It's, like, almost
a
scar.
We have it at the same spot.
Oh, my God. Same period. We have the same period zit.
It's a period zit.
Well, you mere mortals. I'm sorry. But for me, I don't really get a pimple. But when I do, mm-hmm. it's there for so long. Mm-hmm. For so long. And I had one that, seriously, it was 2 weeks before I could even cover it with makeup.
Are they like the underground?
Do you ever go get a cortisone shot?
No, because my doc, anytime I've gone and asked for it, they're like, you can get an indent. Like, if you inject something that's not big enough, you actually can get a little crater in your face.
So you're saying your huge pimple that was 2 weeks isn't quite big enough for the dermatologist to give the shot?
I stopped asking her. Yeah. It was right here.
Oh, and the forehead.
Forehead. It's always a forehead.
I'll get a third eye pimple
it's
sometimes.
It's the worst. Yeah. And it was just, it really, for my self-esteem, it's like I just, all he gave me, the Lord above, was clear skin. Mm-hmm. And then when that's taken away from you, I know everyone's feeling really sorry for me.
I feel so sorry for you with my huge zit on my face.
All right, is that your bad week?
No.
What is?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with my good week. So I've had a lot of celebrities wear my clothes, but usually I know where they get it from. It's either like I know them personally or it's like a friend of a friend mm-hmm. or, you know, I know how they get it. Paris Hilton was wearing my jacket the other day.
That's dope.
And I don't know how she got it.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. She Snapchatted it, and it was like, it had my logo on it, which is a new jacket that I just released like recently. So
who's gotten the jacket so far? Like, how would she have gotten it?
I have no idea.
Did she order
it? Maybe she ordered it online.
Is it on your site?
Yeah.
Go look through your orders of who ordered that jacket. Just like see.
It's so weird though. I can't imagine her like placing an order.
But her stylist probably places an order or just asking for her stuff.
Isn't that weird though?
Is there a sample of it? Could it be a sample? Could it be a ripoff that she got in Japan of it?
No. No,
it's exact. Real.
It's real. Like my jackets have a Jack Vanek like big logo on the front, so it was kind of weird, but it's really
cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's happened. Also, the only other person it's really happened with is Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, how Lindsay?
She probably shoplifted it.
Probably from my website. She comes into my warehouse.
Probably.
You know what though? I have a feeling that Paris Hilton spends a lot of time on those planes with Wi-Fi, and I bet she online shops. I bet she just gets big boxes from like ShopUp. Revolve, like, but is it available on Revolve or any of the sites?
No, not really.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, isn't that strange? Yeah, I mean, I think if she wanted it, she could email me and be like, yeah, Paris, here's a jacket for free.
No, I'm happy she supported you.
I don't know how much free stuff Paris is getting these days.
I mean, I'd give her something for free.
Well, yeah, but like, but I don't know. Like, I don't think she's having things thrown at her.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
Has her 20th fragrance. It's worth like $100 billion. She can pay for her Jack Vanek.
I know.
Thank you very much.
So, anyways, thanks for your purchase, Paris. Okay, so my bad week. Anybody that knows me knows that I am the biggest grammar Nazi in the entire world. Like, mm-hmm. I spell everything right. I always use proper grammar. Mm-hmm. So you would think my biggest nightmare would be to produce a t-shirt with a grammatical error on it.
Oh, shit.
No, you did not.
I sure did.
Was it your without the apostrophe R-E?
No, I'm not that dumb. But I'm going to show you guys this t-shirt, and you tell me if you can...
Spot the error? Ooh, I love a game.
Spot the error.
The game.
Okay.
Okay, wait 1 second.
Bring it up.
Sorry, this is going to take 1 second.
Come on, Jack. We have nothing but time.
Nothing's winning. Okay. Tell me if you can spot the error on this t-shirt.
I followed my heart and it led me to the bar. Lead.
What's wrong?
Lead is wrong, right?
Yep.
How do you spell lead?
L-E-D. So
that one is spelled L-E-D.
Lead, like I got lead poisoning.
So I produced this shirt and I've gone to many trade shows and I have my employees looking at my stuff all the time. Nobody caught this typo. Until I released it, and then everybody on Instagram catches it, and...
But it can be, like, a cool novelty purchase.
What do you do? How much money do you have invested in these bad shirts?
Well, I mean, a good amount, but if anybody wants to buy it, it's now $10 on jackvanek.com.
That's cute.
Hey, that's actually kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
Well, it's, like, it's funny because I had somebody write me, and they're like... You know, I can't believe that you'd be deceiving customers like this, blah, 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 blah. But if you put it on sale, I'd buy it. I'm like, well, you don't care that much then. Now it's $10 and use code LADYGANG and get it for $8 instead. I got to get rid of them.
Well, there you go.
That was a nightmare.
We're about to lead you into the next segment of this podcast.
And she's not wearing a Jack Vanek t-shirt, but she is wearing a crown.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're very excited about this because if you guys don't know this about me, there's nothing I love more than glitter and a damn gown and a tiara. And it's our first, like, usually we have actresses or musicians or reality stars. This is our first, like, real successful, like, for real lady. That's, come on.
For real.
Today we have Miss America, Betty Cantrell. Welcome to the Lady Game. And I
Thank
appreciate
you.
That she's wearing a lash right now, everyone. Like, you're a real lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They look great.
Are you allowed to leave the house, like, without full beat?
Really, no. I mean, well, I can, like, go out when I'm not like on duty, or like if I don't have an event, I can go out however I want. Like, and I don't travel like all made
up.
But whenever I have events, I always am fully glammed. Oh yeah, people expect you to look like Miss America. And when people want to see Miss America, they don't want to see a hobo.
Yeah, they don't want to see you looking like a trash bag walking down the street with a big bun.
That's not preferable.
I'm secretly a little disappointed you don't have the sash and the crown on.
I have the crown here.
Are you going
to... I'll bring it out. It won't, like, go over my headphones, but I can...
Oh, do you bring it everywhere with you?
Holy... Oh, yeah. Describe it. Becca, describe it.
Oh, my God. It's like a mahogany, shiny, kind of looks like something you would keep... a loved one's ashes in.
So you would keep a crown in?
But...
Or a crown.
Keep your Miss America crown in?
There's a plaque on it.
Oh, my God.
And it's...
Open it up. Open it up for us.
Everyone gets so excited when the box comes out. I'm like, well, wait, there's more. Okay.
How many times do you get to see a Miss America crown?
Yeah, this
never.
This is definitely the first crown.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we have to get a photo of this.
Hold on. And so, now, do you get to keep this after... Or it goes to the next Miss America.
No. This one is mine forever.
They made it just for you.
Oh.
It was made before I won.
Yeah.
But it's mine.
If you fall on hard times, can you sell it, or is it like an Oscar and you get in trouble?
I think the only thing that would make it worth anything is if someone really loved me as Miss America, because this is not made of real diamonds. So the only thing that would make it really cool is that it was Betty's crown.
Right.
Mm. It's not like
Can I try it on?
Sadly, no.
It's
only
sacrilegious.
I can wear it.
Are you serious?
You have to win it to wear it. Yeah,
I've got win it to wear it. Yes.
Wait, is this a rule and you get in trouble for it?
Yeah, so it's like in my contract that other people can't wear it. The only other people who can, I can be, it's like at my discretion, I can let little girls like try it on, like little,
like when you go to the hospital.
Can we pretend that I'm like 11 and I'm sick?
I wish. You are cute. You're like, you've like that cute little teenager face.
No one has to know.
But sadly,
what about your family? Have you never, hold on, truth or dare? I know your people are here, but pretend.
No, I would
never. Have you broken the rules? Like, has mom put it on for a second?
My mom actually hasn't, because my mom is just so like not a rule breaker. And she's like, no, it's your special crown. Like, I'm not going to try it on. But
best friend.
I'm trying to think. I know that I have let another person.
A mere mortal, if you will.
Yes, exactly. A muggle.
Yes, Harry Potter.
I've let a muggle wear it before, and I can't remember who, but they were a pretty special person. So.
Okay, so you like really clinched the crown with your incredible voice.
Thank you.
Like, it was like this moment where everyone was like, oh my God, our Miss America is like legit, like a superstar
talented
right now.
Yeah.
She's like, it's talented. Betty and Celine Dion. Like, I mean, your voice is just absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Because a lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a lot of bad point work at Miss America. And
Point shoes.
Becca and I met.
Point work? Was that like some sort of term?
Becca and I met on Broadway. And so that's how we know each other. So we have some dance background.
Okay.
And so I feel like sometimes.
Well, I have danced. I danced for 8 years. So I know exactly what you
get. It's like you want something impressive. And so you're like, what am I going to take out of my talent wheelhouse? And then there's like a girl doing a point solo. And you're like, I'm not sure.
Well, that's
it's like you should be doing a point solo.
I feel like the thing that makes us different from like Miss USA is, well, one thing is
you
the fact that
brain.
We have talent.
Yeah, which is hard because not everyone's talented. I'm sorry.
Well, it's talent.
Beauty and
the
talent.
Thing is girls want to be involved with Miss America because we have the scholarships and because we're about empowering women, unlike Miss USA, and we have the service aspect of our organization. We're about giving back. We're good girls, and so people want to be involved in Miss America, but that means you have to have a stage talent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of girls just kind of have to pull something out of their back pocket.
But the girl that got the cups.
Yeah, that was last year's Miss America.
Yeah, I remember she played cups, and I was like, I mean, that's
you just kind of
smart.
Yeah, you just got to kind of.
But
make
you
it
had
about
a
you.
Legit talent.
Well, thanks.
Which is amazing,
and that's kind of the reason I got involved was for the talent. So okay. and the scholarships as well, obviously. But the talent part, I've always wanted to be on Broadway / singer.
And there's a lot of rumors that you are now after your reign heading. So
I'm heading to Nashville to be a country singer. So I'm so
wait. So,
so
you're
excited.
Skipping Broadway because yes. I read online there's a lot of rumors that you were going to go take a Broadway
well,
show.
Well, that was in the beginning. I was like all about Broadway, but I've gotten so many like incredible opportunities in Nashville to just go and become. A country singer, so
that's
I'm like
so
not
fun.
Gonna pass that up.
Who's your like dreamy duet partner?
Well,
Luke Bryan. Say Luke Bryan.
Oh God, yes.
I was totally going female,
yeah,
but
female.
You said dreamy, so
I love Luke Bryan.
I do love Luke. I met him a couple times. He's the nicest.
He looks
guy.
So nice,
y'all. He's really actually very nice. But so probably Luke Bryan.
Good answer.
Yeah, I love Tim McGraw too. I love Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
But. Everybody says that I sing like Carrie Underwood. So if I was going to do it with a girl, it would be Carrie Underwood.
Ooh, and your legs like beside each other, it would be like Squat Central.
Oh my God, don't even compare my legs to her legs. Her legs are just so out of my league.
I want to talk to you about your haircut.
Okay.
Because, okay, tell me if this is wrong. I don't know. I am a journalist, but possibly have made up things. Is that because Miss America works with a cancer foundation, that part of your reign was that you had to donate your hair and that's why you have short hair? Is this true?
No. None of
okay,
that
is
true.
This is a big rumor.
There were so many rumors like that Miss America made me cut my hair. Like,
yeah.
No. They would never. Because have you ever seen another Miss America with like short hair?
No,
like, they all
really.
Have the long pageant
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, it's totally. Kind of what makes you different.
And that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be different. I wanted to make that donation to Locks of Love and show that I'm more than just pageant hair.
Yeah.
Like I'm a real person and a girl doesn't have to have long hair to be Miss America. So I kind of wanted to open that door to more young women to feel like they can be Miss America too. But I just really wanted to donate to Locks of Love, not only because we work with Children's Miracle Network, so we're really all about the kids in the hospital and go with alopecia or cancer and hair loss, but just because it felt like the right thing to do, and I kind of wanted to make that motion as Miss America.
Do you like having short hair? Did you miss it? Is there ever been a time that you've like gone down to the hair shop and got a clip-in extension and put that hair back in?
Never. I like refuse to wear extensions for my entire life. Like, I've never worn extensions.
What?
All
well,
that
look
hair.
Look at her hair. She's like,
yeah, you've amazing.
Thick, voluminous,
like,
beautiful.
Like, you should feel like it's so.
That's why you're
thick.
Miss America and you're not basic like us with our hair extensions.
I understand. Yeah, but I've definitely gone through like times where I wish that I still had long hair, of course, because I'm used to having. I've never had short hair in my life.
Yeah,
but it's cut like an hour out of my morning because I have to look like Miss America every day. I have to fix my hair, so it cut like
imagine
an hour out of my morning getting ready.
Long hair,
a long fishtail braid. Okay, best and worst things about wearing a crown.
Taking it out and like putting it on is like a process because see like these bands in here, that's how it, like I pin the pin it into my hair, so it's just like kind of a pain. I have to find a mirror and then I have to like clip it in and then take it. It's just like,
do you have bald spots from where the pins have gone in like every day for 365
I don't think
days?
Anything could give me a bald spot with this hair, like, no. Honestly don't.
It's so much hair.
It's so much hair.
Oh, we're so jealous right now. Why are you? I'm just kidding. Okay, what is the what's the best thing
about wearing the crown?
Yeah.
Or just about being Miss America.
About wearing the crown.
About
really
wearing...
because it's our dream. Like, oh, I'm salivating looking at this thing.
It's like,
so
please,
I need to put it on. Did you bring a fake, like, extra one? For
extra crown for people to try on
from
That's
Party City.
That's not a bad idea.
A
and just tell them it's the actual crown, but it's really not.
Yeah.
I love the way like little girls look at me when I have the crown on. I mean, it's
so
just
cool.
The best. They're so just like in awe. They think you're a princess and it's real. That's the best part for sure.
Talk to me about the gown choosing.
So everyone asks that, like it's
because sometimes a real pretty girl, you're like, you blew it
with
that,
the gown.
Like, taffeta. Like, I can't.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's to each girl's discretion. I feel like every girl has different taste, and nobody's gonna have like the same feelings about everybody's gown. You know, like I'm sure so many people hated my gown, but I loved it.
And were, like, in it.
And you have to have thick skin if you're gonna be Miss America, because pageant people are brutal. So like the viewers. They're brutal.
Did anyone ever like try to push you down the stairs or like any of that real like?
No, I really feel like that's such a myth. Like, I'm sure it's happened before in like past pageant days where the girls really were that catty. My class of girls were just the best. I have like 15 close friends that I keep in touch with on like daily from my class.
Wow.
So I love my class of 2016. They were amazing.
My last, like, I really love pageant. Becca's like, can you stop asking pageant questions?
And no, I'm just like,
you can
I'm
ask
so
me whatever you want.
So fun.
Kelty's living her best life right now.
My last question before we move on back to Lady Gang things is, When you, now you don't know about this because you were Miss America, but like runner-up Miss America, is that girl like secretly hoping that you get ousted?
You mean because like they get to take over? Are you so bummed?
Like, listen, if you come in 16th, like you weren't close. Like you're fine. But, right. Like, if you are the runner-up Miss America, are you thinking like, I hope that Miss America like falls down the stage, breaks their legs so that I can be Miss America?
You know, I feel like if I were to be first runner-up, I wouldn't want that. Like, I don't feel like I would want to fill the shoes because I didn't really win. You know, it's just I still didn't win. Like, it doesn't give you the satisfaction, I feel like. But I don't know. I mean, hey, my first runner-up might be still, like, hoping.
So, like, I got a month left.
Screw up, Betty. Just screw up.
What, do you have a mirror message? Because you're so inspirational. So, you know, girls, like, when they're doing your makeup, you do a lot, you have to do your makeup every day. In your mirror, there's, like, Betty, live your best life. Love Oprah. Like, do you have a mantra, like a life mantra goal?
Oh my gosh. I always think about like how this job can just so get in your head and you can totally become a different person because of the fame of it all and you're kind of a celebrity for a year. And so I just always have told myself, you know, kind of like the Tim McGraw song, stay humble and kind. Like, that's just the best thing that you can do because that's this being Miss America's, it's a service job. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get lost in that it's all about you, because it's not. And that's kind of what I've always told myself.
It's hard not to think it's all about you when you're wearing a
and when you're wearing crown. A crown on your head.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I'm the boss.
Yeah. It's like a little bit all about me.
All right, when we come back, Betty is going to answer our Like a Lady question of the week.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
All right, Like a Lady question of the week. This is amazing because, you know, listen, there's more to Miss America than just beauty, but it is a beauty pageant at the same time. So what is the most embarrassing FML beauty moment you've ever had? Jack Vanek.
Oh my God, skip me.
I know it has to do with your eyebrows.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, because everybody on the Lady Gang listeners already know this, but I waxed my eyebrows for like 10 years, and now they don't grow in at all, so they're the patchiest things in the entire world. So I guess going without filling my eyebrows, pretty bad.
Okay.
Becca? Come back to me.
Okay. I know. I had to think.
Wait,
about
I need to hear the question again.
Okay. So, like, what has been the moment where you, like, accidentally shaved your eyebrows or got a spray tan and it was horrible? Like, what is your FML, like,
one time? Okay. I got it. Oh, I got it.
Okay. And I understand.
The worst thing for me, well, actually, the final night of Miss America, I had so many things go wrong that I could literally name, like, four things that were, like, kind of the worst, but wish they had never happened. But probably the worst. Top two were I tripped in my evening gown twice on TV.
Oh, gosh.
In front of millions of people.
Kind of made you lovable.
Oh, stop. And then the other one would be my onstage question being asked about Tom Brady and the Deflategate and knowing nothing about that or football.
But that is not beauty. What is your beauty moment? Like,
But I have a comment about the Deflategate, whatever.
Yeah, why should you know about
that? She doesn't know about it either. Like,
I think, I mean, I don't it's either. Like, I know I was hearing about it, but unless you're a football fan, who cares?
What was it?
That's what I always said. Let's get Tom Brady in here and ask him about
Miss America
pageants and see what he knows. He's not going to know anything.
Yeah.
Plus, that wasn't even a current event.
That's really annoying. Okay, I would have been really upset about that.
Beauty, got it. Okay, so when I was competing for Miss Georgia my first year, which was 2 years ago, I went to get my hair, like, touched up, like, the highlights and stuff, and I showed the guy a picture of what I wanted, and it was basically this color, and he was like, oh, okay, got it, and he dyed my hair black.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know how that would look like this picture. He was like, no, go out in the sun. It'll look lighter, and it was terrible. So, and it was three days before the pageant, so I had to go, like, find a magical person to fix my hair. Yeah, it was terrible.
I got one.
Go.
What's yours?
Like, so before I got married, I went deep into, like, let this be my most beautiful day prep, similar to Miss America, except just in a backyard. And I went and had an IPL photo facial, which I had done on my face like 100 times, but I got my whole chest done because I have like a lot of freckles on my chest, and I got my back done and the top of my arms. I was like really intense, you guys. And because I wanted all my like sunspots and freckles to be gone away. And I did it like 3 weeks before the wedding so that they would have time to like slow off all the freckles and stuff. Well, I did it, and then my face, like, sloughed off. What do you say?
Sloughed.
My face sloughed off, but for some reason, the freckles on my chest and my back and my arms never came off, and so, like, it would be in streaks of, like, where you could see where the machine went, so, like, one of the streaks would be gone, and then the other streak would be black, so bad that I had to wear body makeup on my whole chest, back, arms, on the day of the wedding anyway, so I could have just avoided this whole thing, and it was just, like, I was so mad at myself. I'm like, why did you have to try to, like, laser your freckles off, Celts?
What a bummer.
Freckles are cute.
Thanks, Jack. I needed you 3.5 years ago.
Freckles are really cute.
Yeah. Okay, Becca?
Mine was when I did the Botox on my upper lip. I was getting those little wrinkles here, like, on your lip, the little tiny ones, like a smoker's wrinkle.
But you don't smoke.
No. But, you know, from, like, drinking straws, whatever, I don't know. Just getting old.
You drink a lot of straws.
That's a lot of straw drinking.
Okay, you're right. Anyways, I went to my dermatologist, and I was like, what can I do? And she's like, we can't do a filler in your upper lip because it'll look crazy. I already have very full lips. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me something. So she's like, let me just do a teeny bit of Botox so that you can't, like, make that movement with your mouth, and then wrinkle won't be there. Well, she did it. Kelsey, you were with me. Mm-hmm. And we went to Coachella.
Yeah.
And my whole upper lip was, like, stuck like this. No. Did you notice
that?
Yeah.
So you look like you got Botox.
I looked crazy.
I thought that you got your lips done or something.
No.
That's so funny.
I guess technically she did. I did, but I didn't, like, get a filler in my lips. But anytime someone would say something funny, I would, like, try to laugh so hard. It was the craziest.
I'm so glad that we're off.
Me too. But I'll probably do it again.
I had a Botox one, too. Botox, like, doesn't set into my skin at all. So I got Botox done once, and the doctor put so much in my face that my whole entire eyebrow just droops down.
Oh, my God.
And I looked like I was so angry all the time, and then it wore off in, like, 3 weeks, and I had wrinkles again. So Botox never works for me.
Bummer. Well, since we've clearly figured out our lives so much.
Obviously.
Hang out, guys, because in a second, we are going to have Miss America. If there's anyone who can give you advice on how to succeed, it is her. She's going to answer Ask the Lady Gang questions after this.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so before we start our Ask the Lady Gang questions, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG at checkout and get yourself some cool stuff. And I brought you some presents.
Shut up.
These are for you.
It's not as good as a crown,
right?
Aw, thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so basically this section of the podcast, since you have been so successful, you can help our listeners with their little life problems.
Okay.
So our first question comes from Catherine on email. And if you guys want to write us a question, go to theladygang.com and fill out our questionnaire, right? That's how they do it now.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, she says, I found out from a very, very reliable source that my besties, who we can call Sally, new fiance, we'll name him Harry, has been gambling and losing a ridiculous amount of money on different sports games in recent months. I don't know if Sally knows, but I know if Sally did know, she would not be happy about it. But she would probably be embarrassed to ask for advice from her friends or family. She has always wanted to protect Harry when he does things that are, quote unquote, off color. And there have been several red flags that she seems to keep quiet on. Should I tell her or not?
Oof, woof.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I don't like to butt
this
in
is a country song.
Relationships.
Yeah, no, that
right?
is a country song.
It's a country song for sure.
Wow. So I guess if I were the girl, I would say I don't like to butt in on other people's relationships because I feel like I wouldn't want anybody telling me about my relationship. But in this case, I don't know.
That's
a tough one. That is. I don't know. I think you should. I would probably try to go talk to the guy and be like, have you told Sally?
I think it depends what your friendship is like, because there's certain friends in your life that play the role of truth teller.
And
you can accept the truth from them when they're like, don't ever wear that, or like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's certain friends in your life you're like, please butt out of my business. But I think the thing is that you have to remember that if you go and you say, hey, I'm seeing these flags in this person, that friend is going to think forever that you don't really like that person and that it's going to change your friendship. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to be the friend that's like, I hate your boyfriend, and then they get married and then they have babies and you're like at barbecues with them for the next 30 years because your friend's always going to be like,
there's
going to
be resentment.
I mean, people can change their mind too, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I think,
and you said she said they're engaged, right?
Yeah,
fiance. So, like, That's probably something she should know before they get married, if that's like something that's a deal breaker for her.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about just like writing an anonymous letter?
Oh my God, you're so sneaky.
Well, because it's hard, because she might like resent the friend for telling her too. It's like, how do you do that as a good friend?
I've been in a similar situation, and time is the ultimate truth teller, as the in the words of Katy Perry. And I do feel like I wanted to say something, and before I even had the opportunity, because I took a minute with it, it came out anyway. Mm-hmm. So it could very well just come out naturally, and then you're not in a position that's awkward and your friend isn't resenting you. Mm-hmm. But if it goes a while and it seems to be that she has not figured it out, maybe just like send an anonymous
But like, what if it's one of those things too where the friend finds out that she knew and then she gets mad at her?
That's also
for,
bad.
Yeah. Well, it's that like was a catch 22.
Yeah.
It's just hard to be friends.
It
Here's our secret.
On your
only have like one friend and make sure they're kind of got their stuff together, and then like don't talk to anyone else and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's a secret. Have no friends. Don't date anyone.
Okay, our next question comes from Claire. She says, "Hi, Lady Gang. My friend Allie and I love working out together, and we're considering trying a diet together. You ladies are all serious inspiration, so we thought, who better to ask? What are the craziest diets you've tried? Anything you would never recommend? Are there any certain foods that you guys have completely sworn off?"
This is great. This is great. Because I think in pageants, people are known like to be like real crazy before, right? They like suck
some of
down.
Them do. Yeah.
What's the secret to being beautiful?
Well, for me, like what I kind of like to do is, and this just works for me, but and it depends on your body and like what, you know, kind of, you know, I have like, I guess the genes where I don't have to, you know, eat so much like really healthy food so that I
water bottle
it. But that just, I just get that from my mom. But, yeah. But I like to work out a ton so that I can eat what I want. Mm-hmm. But cause I'm like picky about my food, but, I don't know. I think when I was getting ready for Miss America, I was in the gym every day and I ate like tons of protein and smoothies and all that kind of stuff. But the craziest one I ever tried, like the craziest diet, was the like 3-day military diet. Have
what?
Y'all ever tried
no.
that?
What is that?
Tell us.
It's kind of intense. Like you can just Google it, but it's just 3 days. I was like, I can do 3 days of anything. Like that's easy. But by the end of it, I was so like hungry. But it just tells you exactly what to eat single day. And exactly, it's militant. But and it's like an easy way to like just if you're going to the beach and you need to cut out like 5 or 6 pounds like mm-hmm. immediately, Ooh. That will you will shed 5 or 6 pounds in like 3 days. Mm. And it's all that. Like it's not like unhealthy. I mean, it's. At the beginning, it's good portions, and then it just kind of gets smaller and smaller through mm-hmm. the 3 days.
That's similar to my secret diet. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm just kidding. Okay, Kelsey Knight. No, before the Grammys, I did a similar thing. I had I have a nutritionist because I have Hashimoto's disease, and I have to like kind of watch what I eat and like inflammation and stuff. And I have this nutritionist, Lisa, and she had put me on this like anti-inflammatory diet, which is probably very similar. And it's basically like you have a ton of greens, but certain greens, and you have a ton of protein, and like just like no soda, no anything fun, basically like fun-free diet. But like what happens is like your whole body sort of like de-inflames. And so you really do appear to like
the water gets all
like
out of
the water
your body
and just like, you know, sugars and all these different things. Like I love them. I'm a sugar addict, but like they do puff you up because they're inflammation, right? So like if you have a lot of like asparagus is like a super anti-inflammatory food and like really chills out your system. So if you chill out your system, like, you know, like models will do it before like a big photo shoots of the Victoria's Secret show because you kind of like your cheekbones start coming out because you're sort of uninflamed. That's my thing. But I was going to say, if you're considering a new eating thing, I feel like Betty's advice was great, is that the people who are most successful with like staying their best selves are the people who just like work out to eat.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I hate the not eating part. Like I don't
no,
like
No, you
that.
Should always eat. And my
like
dad's a nutritionist.
Yeah.
So like he's always like you need to eat more, like stop eating less, eat more.
Yeah, and then just find fun workout classes and Zumba's it.
Well, and that's the thing with all those kind of fad diets. It's number one, they're not sustainable. So
no,
once
you
lose the
forever.
Weight from it and you start eating normal again, you're going to gain the weight right back.
Yeah.
And then they make you so sad.
Yeah.
I've tried every single one of them.
And working out makes you feel better. It makes you feel happier for sure. I always feel better when I work out.
Yeah. So just work out. Girl,
work it out.
All right. Just get off the couch.
Yeah. Our last question comes from Brienne. She says, my boyfriend and I work at the same office and often socialize with coworkers together. Before my boyfriend and I started dating, one of our coworker friends admitted to me that she liked my boyfriend despite her being in a relationship at the time. Mm. She is still in said relationship but continues to flirt with him at the office and office events. What? He knows of her feelings and often flirts back. It sounds petty, but when they tease and smile at each other during group lunches, it makes me feel uncomfortable and embarrassed. Everyone knows he and I are together, and it can get awkward when they flirt. I try to ignore it and tell myself it's harmless, but it gets to me. I don't know how to address the situation without causing drama.
Can I start?
Yes.
Break up with him. Like, yes. Please. Oh my God. That's just dumb. Is that even a question? Like, break up with him now.
Seriously.
How is that okay to flirt with somebody in front of your
And girl? She has a... I've never heard of anything like that. So
they both
she has a boyfriend. She has a boyfriend. But her boyfriend and his girlfriend like you. Like, that's just...
In the words of Miranda Lambert, it's time to get a gun.
Yeah.
No, he needs to. It needs to.
He needs to end. Go.
That needs to end.
It needs to stop.
I mean, imagine what he's doing when you're not around. If that's what he's doing when you're right in front of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's
and he thinks
weird.
It's acceptable.
That's super weird. Or you could trick him. And just be like, you can have a hall pass. One day, you can sleep with her.
And see if he does it?
And if he does it, just leave him.
No. That sounds like a terrible idea.
I'm so happy for your husband. It's going to be a great marriage. God, Becca.
I'm just kidding.
No.
It's inappropriate.
It's over.
It's inappropriate.
Brienne, you deserve better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of better, someone who's better than all of us... Betty Cantrell, Miss America. She gets to wear a crown for a living, but her reign is almost
over.
Coming
to a close.
September 11th, Miss America.
I'm going to be jobless soon.
You're going to be unemployed, but you're going to have that crown, which is a backup plan. Someone's going to want that. Are you sad about the ending?
You know, I'm really not. I'm like, I feel right. like I'm ready for another girl to make her mark on it. It's only a job. It's only a job you get for a year. So it's kind of like you just have to be okay with giving it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to kind of start a new year of just being myself and not being Miss America.
Does Miss America get paid? Are you on the salary?
I do. You do get paid. I get the scholarship money when I win $50,000. And then I also get a salary.
That's awesome.
That's nice.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. So am I too old?
How old are you? Oh, you're engaged, so
way
you can't.
Yeah.
You could be Mrs.
Wait,
America, though.
I have
my friend Allison is Mrs. New York.
Mrs.
Oh, cute.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. I feel like you're past your prime, but whatever.
I know.
Okay, if you want to
Grandma
follow on Betty's new adventure, you can follow her on social media at Betty Cantrell Music, because, of course, she's going to Nashville, guys.
Woo-hoo.
She's going to buy those records.
Yeah.
And if you have fallen in love with Miss America, you make sure to follow at Miss America Org, at Miss America Org. And most importantly, follow me on Instagram at Kelty Knight, and also my friends at Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Make sure to hop on over to our website, theladygang.com, submit your questions, look at nice pictures of us. Most importantly, please subscribe to us, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes so that you get a new episode every Tuesday in your inbox. So when you're driving to work, you're listening to us. Thank you so much for being here. And guys, we will see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.